Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another broadcast of Deep Cough and a Deep. I'm your host, Jeremy Lopez, and I want to definitely take a moment to say thank you again for supporting us. We have podcasts. We have those who listen to us through iTunes. We have thousands of those who listen to us through iTunes. We have those who listen to us through XP Media. So many people listen to us through our broadcast from Identity Network and 30 other. Did you know that? 30 other methods and ways of people to hear this broadcast. And so I just really thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God you take the time to listen. You take the time to be expressive by emailing us back, going to our ministry, going to identitynetwork.net, supporting us, letting us know, you know, what the broadcast means to you. And so I really appreciate that. And I always tell people, you know, people don't know in ministry what they're getting across and how powerful maybe their messages could be, you know, unless we begin to respond to them, act now, and have that motivation to say, you know, they deserve for me to say thank you for being there for me. And that's really where we are right now. And I appreciate so many of you letting me know, you know, good broadcast. I like that message. And so I want to talk to you for a couple moments about the power to be. And that means to attract. Attract, attract, attract. I want to name this broadcast Attract, Attract, Attract. And the reason why, because when you begin to understand the power of alignment, and I talk about this so much, but yet so many of us still do not understand the power. It's the Western world mentality. In this culture, we don't understand the power lies within in the now moment. Power is one of those things where it's electrocuted within the moment. In other words, we find ourselves understanding that, you know, some futuristic delusion that could happen is where, you know, this is going to begin to cause us to connect or reconnect or network with the very source of life that will cause things in our lives to begin to tumble or happen or finally, you know, give us the big break. Bottom line is, your big break is right now, folks. In this now moment is where you are plugged into, you are electrocuted with the presence and power of God. And when you walk in a state of awareness, do you know what that means? It means when you look at yourself right now and you say to yourself, right now is when I have all sufficiency and all things. Right now, in this now moment, look in that place of awareness, which means look around you right now. Wherever you are right now, look around you. Look at your environment. Look at the walls. Look at the chair you're maybe sitting in. You know, if you're driving in your car, listening to this broadcast, to the podcast, you know, look right now at the cars around you. Look at your seat, your dashboard. Look at the things. Look at the items on your table right now. That means that if you become aware of where you are and what you're doing, all of a sudden something in you begins to come alive with the understanding that your body right now is on autopilot breathing. Your body is on autopilot consuming oxygen, letting it out, letting it in. And guess what happens? You begin to awaken to this now moment of realization to understand that right now I am alive and doing good. I'm alive and well. And that's what I want to bring your attention to. Bringing your attention to right now. Why do I say attract, attract, attract? Because when you begin to understand it's right now, that right now everything around you is moving. Everything is shifting. People are driving the cars around you, not thinking of the fact that they're breathing, that they're thinking, they're living, they're seeing, they're hearing, they're feeling. But no, most people around us are not in that place of understanding that. But you have the power to snap yourself back into this reality of where the power of God lies in you. Because God says faith is now. Think about it, folks. Faith is now. And right now, when you walk in a place of awareness, your faith begins to be alive. Your faith is made alive. Your faith is saying, I am right here. Ask and use me what it is you need in your life. And don't pull some futuristic, you know, display, so to say, in your life of what you want to see in the future. No. Pull your faith in now and say, my faith is operating right now, and my faith is causing me to breathe. My faith is causing me to listen. My faith is causing me to see. My faith is causing everything in my body right now to vibrate with the presence of God. My faith is moving every mountain of what should be, could be, what might happen, what should happen. No, my faith is causing me right now to look and say, right now, I am alive and I'm well, and I'm looking and seeing and viewing. Because the reason why I say attract, attract, attract is when you awaken to the reality of now, here's what happens to you. And many of you have asked me about the Law of Attraction course and school that we're putting out. It comes out next week, and it's going to be powerful and powerful. We've had so many people signing up to say, I must have this course, because there's secrets and mysteries locked up in this course you need to know, found in God's Word. And when you begin to look at your reality right now in that state of awareness to say, what does it mean to attract? It means this. The Law of Attraction, let's say this way, God's universal, governmental, kingdom law reality is right now pulling and attracting and asking your mind what it is you're looking for, what it is you're needing, what is the desire of your heart saying. And the only way you can grab a hold of that reality is looking around you right now and saying, you know what, here is the way, from this moment on, this is what I want to alter my life to be. Think about that this way. I want you to look at your life right now and say what it is that, not that you're needing one day, but what it is right now. This now moment can shift and alter the way you think. You could be listening to this broadcast because God automatically sets you up to hear this, to where instantly you build the faith in you to know, I'm going to shift my paradigm to say, you know what? I change my plans. You need to have a change of plans right now in your life. You need to look at your life right now and say, I shift right now, and I'm going to attract, and then speak it out what you want to attract in your life. You know, we're not dealing with automatically some kind of, you know, hocus pocus. We're not dealing with a magic wand effect. We're not dealing with some, you know, spooky spiritual reality. We're not dealing with materialism. I am dealing with you as a spirit having a human experience, that you have the power right now to say, I make the shift. Do you realize how powerful your words are when you say, I'm alive, I'm aware, I'm awake, and right now I shift to the reality. I kick it up in higher gear to shift what's about to happen in my life, and I decree what's about to happen in my life. I decree what's being revealed to me now. I decree what my tomorrow is going to look like. I decree what 5 years from now is going to look like. And you might say to yourself, well, isn't that sort of controlling God? I don't want that type of mentality. I want God to do it. Let me tell you something. You're at a place right now where God says, come boldly before the throne of grace. Ask what you will. If you're not asking, and if you're not seeking, and you're not finding, and you're not looking, and you're not viewing, and you're not visualizing, and you're not meditating, and you're not praying, and you're not actually formulating your brain to have a thought, have an idea, and decide what it is you want your life to be, then guess what? You've just made that scripture null and void, because the Bible says when you come before my presence boldly, you need to ask what you will. You need to ask what you want. And it's time that we present ourselves to the Father and not stand there to look pretty. Too many Christians today are standing there to look pretty. God never asked you to stand before his presence to look pretty. He knows you're pretty. He already made you wonderfully and fearfully, created in his image and likeness. So he knows the reality that you're pretty. But what he needs you to do is he needs those vocal cords. He put a power and a vibration in your vocal cord to formulate words. Listen to me. To formulate words that you would begin to ask and it shall be given. You would begin to speak to the mountain and it shall be removed. You'd begin to seek and you shall find. You'd begin to knock on doors and they would begin to open. You would begin to speak something, a word of hope and life and encouragement into somebody's life. You would begin to say, you know what? Prophecy is causing me to speak from the mouthpiece of God to edify, build up, strengthen. You can cause people that are suicidal to begin to come back alive again, to start having hope in a bright future. You have the power in your mouth, the power in your thought process to begin to awaken and say, I matter. How many of you right now need to say to yourself, because you've been going through a hard time, to say, I matter, and I matter a lot, and I am important, and what I say matters, and what I think matters, and I matter in this great and powerful universe that God's created, you know, for me to live in. You know, I was hearing, as Maya Angelou passed away today, I was listening to a little broadcast of her on Oprah, and I noticed one thing she said. She got to crying in her, you know, she started having tears running down her face when she came to the declaration that God loves you. God loves me. And she said over and over again, she said, God loves me. And she began to go through nature of things that God said that he created. And yet through all of that, God loves me. And all of a sudden, she woke up in that awareness, that state of being, that present reality to say, you know what? And this is what I think for us as Christians. Christians. I believe when you awaken by the presence of the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, that all of a sudden you begin to realize, my body's breathing for me. My eyes are seeing things. Whatever I'm seeing, what am I doing with what I'm seeing? My ears are hearing. What am I doing with what I'm hearing? You know, what am I doing with my feet that are walking and taking me places? What am I doing with what's going on with inside of this now moment that I'm being made aware of? Because you're going to be held accountable for what you're seeing, hearing, and we focus so much on the negative. Don't see this. Don't hear that. Let's skip all the negative. Quit working in a sin-conscious mentality. Get on over into a Christ-conscious mentality and say, you know what? It's important what I see, hear, and feel, because you're being made accountable right now for this reality. And the greatest thing that I love about this is understanding right now, I need to make a shift. I need to start seeing to where I can come before God boldly and say, God, this is what I'm seeing. You know, God, I want this incorporated into my life because I know that you put it in my life. I know what I'm seeing. You allow me to see through your eyes. I know what I'm hearing because you allow me to hear it through your ears. You're bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Get into the reality of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and know that what he began in you, he wants to finish in you. He knows the ending from the beginning, but you need to decree and declare in this now moment, the state of awakening by the Holy Spirit of God, what it is you are looking for. Because don't present yourself before God and not talk. It's time for you to talk, folks. It's time for you to speak. It's time for you, you know, don't. Here's what I tell people. Quit wasting your breath trying to bind out devils every 5 seconds. You know, there's a time and a season for everything. I want to spend 99.9% of my life doing what Jesus did. Going about healing all the press of the devil. The Bible says he went about doing good. He went about doing good. Healing all that were sick and oppressed of the devil. Which means this. I'm going to start doing good things. I want to start manifesting the presence of God. I want to make the kingdom reality my part, a part of my everyday lifestyle. I want to begin to speak hope and bright futures into so many people around me. I want to begin to shift people's mind from saying, oh, the devil's after me. The devil's after me. Well, don't let him be after you. Here's what I tell people. If the devil's after you, then you know what? Just tell him to go on and go on with your life. Because here's where faith kicks in. If you want to attract to your life what you need to attract in your life, then stop attracting the devil. And you might say, but I'm trying not to attract him. I'm constantly binding him. Then you know what? Where's your faith? Have the faith, the grain of a mustard seed that says, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And if you don't doubt in your heart the things that you've said and things you prayed, the things that your faith brought you through, it's going to be done for you. And here's the situation with us. We've got to quit focusing so much on the demonic and start living our lives as Jesus did. Went about doing good, healing people, you know, restoring lives to people, you know, bringing people to a better state of consciousness by rethinking, restructuring your mind. You know, hey, you know what? You can start thinking good things. It's time for you to start attracting the goodness of my life, the goodness of my kingdom. And that's what God wants from us. So today, in this now moment, find yourself saying, you know what? If I had 3 wishes, even though we don't look at the kingdom of God as 3 wishes, but if I had 3 wishes, let's just say, put it that way, what would you wish for today? As a life coach, I give these opportunities to people to say, let's skip our Christian terminology right now. Let's just say God says, I'm going to give you 3 wishes. Tell me what those wishes would be. Anything you want to dream about, anything you want to happen in your life, what are those 3 things? And here's what I would ask from you today. As a life coach, don't find yourself saying, I want to be a billionaire. I want to have the biggest house. Let's skip all the big things for the moment. You know, because really we need to look at longevity, what is of quality, not of quantity. What is the quality of the state of being you want to be at in your life? What is the quality of life saying to you right now that you know that would bring you an unspeakable level of joy, an eternal joy in this life that would never shake or rock your faith? And you know what? If it is a new car for example, fine. But if it's something in your life that you feel you want to be able to move into, then here's what I would ask you today. Make those 3 wishes. We're not actually playing wishes with God. We're saying, let's say to yourself, if God did give you 3 things he wants to bless you with. And of course, he blesses you with a lot more than 3, but let's just say 3. And if God came to you and said, name 3 things you want in your life, what would those 3 things be? And I want you to be wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove and think for a moment and really think about your life right now. What is the quality of your life really wanting to say that you want to walk out in, you know, in your life? What is it that you want to be able to see manifest in your life? And find yourself attracting that in your life that you know would awaken you, that you know would be beneficial. And here's what you do. Attract it by thinking about it in this now moment. Use the mind of Christ in us, folks. Use the powerful divine mind of Jesus Christ that works in us. And through that mind, say, you know what? This is what I want in my life. And all of a sudden, you begin to think the thought of God. You begin to manifest this beautiful, amazing poetry, a portrait, I should say. And if you have to, you know what? Allow God to use it as a poem, poetry within your own spirit. And then when that happens, let Him begin to breathe and read over you exactly what it is you're seeing and thinking through His will. And you begin to say, I thank God that I have it now. And I thank you, it's manifesting now. It's right here. And all of a sudden, you begin to stir up that mind of Christ in you to start pulling out in your life exactly what you want to see, exactly what you want to be, exactly what it is inside of you. Because see, it's already in you. And you know what you've got to do? You've got to wake it up. What happens in the morning when your kids are asleep and they need to get ready for school? You go wake them up. Because when you wake up somebody, you wake up your children, guess what? That's when they start moving in motion. They begin to put motion into their body. They begin to take a shower, brush their teeth, eat their breakfast, and they're on the school bus. They're ready to go. And so you know what you've got to do? You've got to awaken you. You've got to awaken you that powerful presence of who God is working, who God is in you. And you've got to wake up those gifts in you and wake up the dreams and desires in you to say, you know what? It's in me. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. I have the power in me to be a CEO. It's time for me to quit putting off life and quit putting off, I want to own a business, and quit putting off, I need to get another job, but I'd rather be happy complaining about it all day long. Put all that stuff aside, folks. Put all that stuff aside and say, I'm doing it now. And you know what you need to do? Here's what you need to do. Right now, in Jesus' name, you need to, when this podcast is over, when this broadcast has come to a close, that very moment you turn me off, so to say, instantly you need to pick up your phone and make that call to the place you want to be. Make that call to the person that you haven't forgiven in a long time, but you know you need to get out of that egotistical pride mentality and go ahead and do it. Don't even think about it. Make the call and say, I want to tell you right now, I'm sorry. If there's nothing else I say to you, I am so sorry for what I said to you. I want to make my friendship last with you. I want to get you back into my life. If it's a new job you want, get off when you listen to this broadcast and you're finished with it, get off right then. Grab your phone and start calling around and find out who's taking resumes. You know, find out right now where you need to be and awaken that gift in your spirit, in that belly, to cause that river of living water to start flowing, to say, today's a day of my salvation. And my salvation says I'm being saved from everything that has kept me from moving on to be the entrepreneur I'm called to be, keeping me from moving on to having the children that God told me I could have. This keeps me from moving on to be able to be happy for once in my life. Folks, you deserve joy. You deserve to be happy. Don't waste another moment. Attract in your life and cause God's universal principles, God's holy word to attract to you what it is in your life you need. Pull from within your spirit, pull from within your heart and say, this is what I want. My heart is crying out for this. And here's what you do. Don't wail like Hannah did. Don't find yourself crying about it and living the next 5 minutes in moaning and groaning and tears. Here's what you do. Let the joy of the morning come upon you now. You're in your morning time right now, in the dawning of a new day. Let the joy come to you and say, I am happy right now because I have it. And you begin to awaken it within inside of you. And God begins to attract it and manifest it in the reality of your life, of your existence. You know, you're on this planet to pull something great down from heaven. You're on this planet to make life happen. You're on this planet to see people's lives touched and changed because you were here and God worked in you and through you and spoke through you and saw through you and heard through you. Allow the same God that created the universe, that created your body to live through you right now. And say, I'm attracting right now. You're right, Jeremy. I'm stopping everything right now. And even if you have to pull over on the side of the road, if it's safe enough for you, pull over right now and say, I've had enough. I've had enough. Right now, in Jesus' name, I awaken every gift in me. And I say, whatever it is that I'm looking for, I speak it out loud and I say, it's done and I have it now. I'm enjoying it. And start laughing of the fact of the matter that right now God is attracting it to you. He's calling that deep desire from the thought process of your heart into you having it right now. And then say all of a sudden, you know what? Life changes for me right here. Life starts for me right here. And it's going to attract in my life exactly what it is that I know that I know that I know I need in my life, that God has always told me, become that, be that, have that. Talk that, listen to that, hear that, speak that, see that. Whatever that those things are, you know what? Be it right now. Be it right now. And stand up and say, enough's enough. I'm not wasting my life any longer. Let me give you food for thought before we close. I have found in my life whatever I need, in the sense of whatever I'm after, I make it happen. I don't play around with it. I make it happen. I tell people all the time, if you're playing around with the idea of something great coming into your life, you'll never manifest it. If you decide in your heart enough's enough, and I'm important, and I have power, and I have knowledge, and I have the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead that lives in me, and I know that I have a desire, I know I'm coming before God to ask what I will, then today I'm going to start asking what it is I want, and I'm going to start living out the reality because I know I already have it. I know it's in my belly because I am complete and whole. There's nothing on the outside of me I've ever been needing. It's all inside of me. And I say right now, wake up, wake up. And all of a sudden, you're going to start changing your life, and you're going to start building up momentum of joy in you, and so many great creative ideas are going to begin to pop in your brain. So right now, make the change. Don't wait any longer. Make the change right now. Be the human. Be the spirit. Be the son. Be the daughter of God that you know you've been longing to be. And all of a sudden, just say, wake up. And say, here's what you do. Say your name out loud. Say, Jeremy Lopez, wake up now. You've got life, you've got this life to live, and you've got things you need, and you've got things you want, and things you want to do, and things you want to see, places you want to go, things you're going to hear, and I'm going to start doing it right now. And I literally pick up the phone, I send emails, and I get it done. I get the job done right then and there. I tell my staff when I need something, my staff will tell you, I don't play around with it. I say, email this person right now, call this person right now, set me up an interview with this person right now, let's get a plane ticket right now. You know, to go to Jerusalem to set up the new business we're starting, which many of you don't even know about, but you will soon. It's going to be huge. And there's so many things right now in operation that I set my eyes to and my hand to, because I don't have time to waste. Do not right now waste any more time. I'm speaking to somebody right now who has a job, and I'm going to close with this. Right now you have a job and you're longing to step on over into the ministry that you know God called you to be. And in fact, this person knows who I'm talking to, and I say right now in Jesus' name, you're getting all the sessions you need for your life coaching. You're getting everything you need concerning your life, and you're already organized, you're already structured, you're already set into motion, you're already empowered, you're already knowledgeable, you already have what it takes to be and to do and to see and to hear everything that this new lifestyle, this new place of God's perfect will that you're supposed to be in is already manifested. All you have to do is step on over to it. Walk by faith, get on the water, and know that God has already benefited you, empowered you, and caused you to be exactly what it is you're meant to be right now. So for all of you right now, step off and walk on the water. Be the reality that you're thinking inside of your mind. If you can think it, folks, you can have it. And the great thing is about this, you already have it. But only you can awaken it. God can awaken it. Nothing, nobody else can awaken it in you. Only you. Because God has already given you all the things you need in this life for you to say, you're empowered by my breath. Now breathe the same breath I created you to be into existence. You create by breathing the same breath of that Ruach wind of God into whatever you need in your spirit to awaken. And it's yours. I'm so glad today you tuned into our broadcast. Please remember, right now, we just set them up yesterday. We have our financial school. We have our school of the prophets. We have our school of thought and visualization. We have our school of seers and dreamers. We have those four schools right now already uploaded in our system, ready for you to purchase. And we've already sold a lot of them today. All four of them are already set into motion as MP3 downloads, folks. Check it out. We've got all the CDs in MP3 format. We've got the DVDs in MP4 format. We've got the syllabus, the books, everything in an ebook format. It's amazing priced right now, and within the moment you mash a click to pay for the entire course, think about it, folks. You don't have to wait to get it in the mail any longer. You can actually download it within minutes to your computer. And the moment you pay for it, the moment you order it, guess what? Instantly it's sent to your email and you can start downloading it. The entire course, or all the courses you want. We had earlier just a lady order all four courses and they downloaded within minutes. And she has now all these CDs, all these books and ebooks and everything else already uploaded to her computer. And she can take them with her on the plane, wherever she wants to go, and study and learn about the cutting edge things of the kingdom of God. So right now, go to the website, identitynetwork.net. Order those schools right now and get them as a download, audio download and ebooks right now, because they might not be forever. So go and order those right now on identitynetwork.net. All right? God bless each and every one of you. And until next time, don't forget, God's deep is crying out to your deep. Answer the call, folks. God bless you.